This is your update from Columbia Faith and Values, Mid-Missouri source for religion news, brought to you in partnership with KBIA. I'm Kelly Moore. Tomorrow night, people in Columbia and around the world will turn off their lights and other non-essential electricity as they observe Earth Hour. Whenever the clock strikes 8:30 p.m. in your time zone, that's when your Earth Hour starts. Columbia has been participating in Earth Hour since 2008. But on top of that, there are many other ongoing efforts in our community to promote sustainability and environmental stewardship. Reporter Abigail Keel took a look at what one church has been doing to embrace the call of environmentalism.
Larry Lyle became his own boss 3 years ago. He started doing energy consultations and audits of businesses to help them meet sustainable goals.
I finally decided I should work for myself, and I found out my new boss was a jerk. he makes me get up in the morning.
Lyle is devoted to making sustainable energy decisions in his own life. He rides an electric bike instead of driving a car, and he uses solar panels for energy in his home. These things, he says, are small parts of a much larger issue.
It's becoming increasingly clear that the way we make energy as a society, as a culture, is one of the most important decisions that we can make in the long run.
Good morning!
Lyle is also an active member of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Columbia. A few years ago, he got a bright idea for how to bring his work into the church.
I was talking to somebody here that wanted to change some light bulbs to compact fluorescent to save some energy. Those particular bulbs were used about an hour a week, and I was trying to explain to this person that, that by itself isn't going to make very much difference. You know, a more efficient bulb that isn't burnt for very long doesn't actually save very much money or energy. And so I thought, well, I've got all the skills to analyze this place and figure out what really would make a difference here.
Lyle started his analysis and came up with a plan that would save the church a third of its electric bill each month. His idea was to install solar panels on the front of the roof and make a few other minor changes.
Finally, changing those same bulbs to LEDs, though.
The project is costing the church $12,000, which they raised from donations from the congregation.
And the love that connects us and reaches out.
Molly Hausch-Gordon is the pastor of the Unitarian Universalist Church. She said the price didn't scare her congregation away from living its values.
It was a really achievable, affordable project for us that is going to pay itself back financially. I mean, as well as being so important to us as far as expressing our values and living our values, it's not a bad decision fiscally either.
Hausch-Gordon says the solar project is a great example of how her church has embraced the calling of environmentalism. Unitarian Universalism has a long tradition of activism of all kinds. Hausch-Gordon says church members discerned the topics they wanted to focus on last fall.
Environmental justice was one of our top three issues that people cared about in different, you know, everyone sort of has their niche in that. It touches everything. I mean, the state of our environment touches everything.
But being involved in environmental work isn't just an interest for the UU Church. It's part of its principles. Ellen Thomas is a member of the church, and she says the church doctrine highlights its commitment to the earth.
Unitarian Universalists have seven principles that we share. The seventh one is respect for the interdependent web of life of which we are all a part. And so this is really addressing that particular principle is, you know, how do we interact with our environment?
Thomas and Lyle are part of a whole team of people dedicated to environmental projects like the solar panels at UU Church. And they are working on being recognized nationally by the Unitarian Universalist Association. They planted a native prairie garden behind the church using Missouri plants, and they use fair trade coffee for their coffee hour. Every fall, they plan a meal for the congregation where all the food is from local farms and producers. Thomas says her environmental work helps give her spiritual insight.
A lot of my spiritual concerns boil down to a sense of being connected with nature and having a responsibility for how we treat other people, whether that's the people who produce our food or the people whose water is affected by our energy production. We believe in the inherent worth and dignity of all people. well, how do you believe that all people have inherent dignity and worth, and then have an energy system or a food system that exploits people? You know, that seems to me that you can't have that.
Hausch Gordon says Thomas's experience is common in her church. Even though many of the current green projects have just recently sprouted, they are all rooted in the congregation's history, going back to 1951.
First thing they did was plant a bunch of trees. They didn't even have the money yet to build the building, but they planted all these trees. And it was in an area that was not developed by the city, so there was no water access. And so these early members would haul buckets of water out to these trees for like a couple of years before there was ever, you know, water access in a building there. I think that just shows sort of the desire to be in nature, both as a spiritual and as a, you know, ethical decision.
That continued commitment to the environment will be visible in the new solar panels, which the church hopes to have installed by Earth Day. Abigail Keel, Columbia Faith and Values.
Earlier this year, Columbia Faith and Values held a poetry contest, and we've been broadcasting the winning poems here on KBIA. Second place in the adult division went to Martha Eisenhower.
I believe in the mystery of creation, the vastness of the unknown, and the creative power of human action. I believe in struggling against the odds, competing with a full heart, and seeking my authentic self. In a world of political spin and trite gossip, I believe in honesty, the power of integrity, and the strength of innocence. In a society fueled by narcissism and greed, I believe the human spirit can overcome the petty strivings of ego, the corruptions of power, and the violence of war. I believe our lives have purpose when we give with joy, serve with gratitude, and love with our whole heart.
That was Martha Eisenhower reading her original poem that won second place in the Columbia Faith and Values I Believe Poetry Contest. And that wraps up this week's Faith and Values update. You can find more winning poems, along with news stories, commentaries, and more, on ColumbiaFaithandValues.com. I'm Kelly Moore. Thanks for listening.